We've all been there, right? That moment when your fuse is so short, it finally ignites and burns a place down. Oh, the lovely emotion we call anger. You say your piece, maybe wave your arms and point some fingers for emphasis as you tell someone about themselves and let your tongue dole out some healthy lashes. You might be breathing hard because you're so worked up, and justifiably so, I might add. But what really happens when you lose your cool? Is the recipient the only one who gets sent to the burn unit, or is there more to the story? Oh, the intrigue. Grab your cozy fire extinguisher, sip your steamy tea, and let's talk about it. Happiest April, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a ray of sunshine. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're chatting about that fiery emotion called anger. We're talking about her likes, her dislikes, her perfect date night, you know, the works. So turn the heat down to simmer, get comfy, and let's do this. Before we extinguish all the things, let me just say, yay for April, yay for spring, and sunshine, just yay. So we dominated March with minisodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday talking about all the meditation things. And now we're moving on to even more fun with new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central. Yes, I cannot wait for those Friday the 13th episodes. I am hoping that they are all just dark and stormy and oh, the fun we're gonna have. So make sure you tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for all new love from me to you. And listen, between us, I absolutely feel a Scary Stories episode coming on. You know what I mean? We're gonna throw it way back. Have questions about supernatural this, paranormal that, or clear everything? Or better yet, want to tell your ghost story? Make sure you share it all with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, whatevs. I've got you covered. It is new month, new vibes. Let's chat about our April calendar, shall we? On the 8th, it's the new moon in Aries. Listen all the way through to the end today because I am sharing all the new moon magic and deets just with you. On the 23rd, we have the full moon in Scorpio, which is also a pink moon. Then from the 30th to the 1st, we have Beltane. So make sure you tune in for more on the full moon in Beltane so you don't miss out. Now, let's talk fiery emotions. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work best for you. May it be everything you need to help restore calm, balance, peace, and tranquility. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful and bright restorative light. Hold the breath at the top and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to that no longer serves you. Do that two more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. Welcome back to the land of peace and happiness, my friend. So it's a funny thing about anger. It has a way of clinging to you like saran wrap, never letting up, until you've had a chance to gain closure within yourself, until you've had a chance to gain closure with someone else, or until you're exhausted and there's nothing left to feed it. It comes in all shapes and sizes and demolishes everything in its path. Your joy, your light, your vibration, your positive outlook, your trust, your energy, all the things. So why do we stay and dance the dance with that devil? Listen, it's because in our own weird way, it's intoxicating. It's almost addictive to stay angry and feel justified and have arguments in your mind and go 17 rounds as the total victor and annihilator. I mean, just look at us being right and saying the things out loud or in our minds and getting the last word in and causing all kinds of destruction because we're justified. But really, are we? Am I? Are you? Does your energy see it that way? Do the people around you see it that way? More than that, does your angelic team see it that way? Your guides, your guardian angels, whoever. What do you actually gain from being so angry anyway? I will tell you, absolutely nothing. Now I get it. It's not always easy to let it go, to walk away and be the bigger person, to say it's over when your mind and your body really just want to fight it out. I totally get it. But who wins when it goes on and you're angry for what feels like an eternity and you're consumed by this anger at every single turn? That doesn't sound like winning to me. It's super miserable to walk around feeling angry all the time. You're going through the motions of your life, but you're not completely present because you're so caught up in what did or didn't happen, what was or wasn't said, how you wish you'd said this one thing or come back with this other thing, but you didn't. And now you're just not just mad at so-and-so, but you're kind of mad at yourself for not thinking faster on your feet. And oh my God, on and on it goes. So, I mean, full disclosure, I have been known to throw down with someone in my mind. I have this big verbal fight and say all the things and put them in their place, and they better not pipe back if they know what's good for them. And somehow these fights always happen when I'm showering or even washing the dishes. Like, what is that? So I always catch myself breathing all hard and ready to take a swing. And then I immediately have to check myself. I have to jump right into something like a mindfulness meditation of sorts where I have to remind myself where I am and what I'm doing and all the things, because otherwise, like, this can go on and it's just crazy. It's crazy. It is a vicious cycle. So whether you're justified or not, everyone gets hurt when anger's involved. It leaches into everything and sinks its dirty, filthy talons in for the ultimate hold. And believe it or not, it affects you way more than you think. Let's talk about some of the things that happen to you, mind, body, and soul, when you're angry. It stresses you out. Listen, anger isn't what you call on when you want to feel light as a feather and full of sunshine. No. Anger is what you call on when you want your body to be in ultimate fight or flight and think it's being chased by a pack of lions. As smart as your beautiful body is, it doesn't know the difference between protecting you from a lion or protecting you from anger. It is all the same to your delicious body. Its job is literally to protect you, to make sure you can escape and live to tell the tale. It is stressful. If that's not enough, prolonged anger can lead to a suppressed immune system. Your anger could literally make you sick. How lovely is that? So you're all mad about something and replaying things over and over in your mind and being forever consumed, and then you get sick because your body is so depleted from all that delicious anger. All the while, the other someone is going about their business, just living their best life without a care in the world. No thank you. Here's another fun perk to holding onto your anger. It disrupts your sleep. Yes! You know, the thing you need to look pretty every day? Sleep. How can you sleep soundly and restore your body's reserves when you're up all night tossing and turning about something that has you heated and breathing all heavy? You can't. And what happens when you don't sleep? You get crankier and your anger grows even more and it starts to climb big Empire State-sized buildings and it takes on a life of its own. No, all the no's. It's just way too much. Now, we're here because we're all trying to learn all the supernatural and paranormal things and grow our intuitive abilities and yada yada. But I would really like to see you do that successfully when you're clinging to your anger like your life depends on it. Listen, anger has a way of blocking your ability to connect and grow spiritually. It is awfully hard to connect with your people or your higher self when you're all blocked up with anger. You can't see the forest, you can't see the trees, nada. You can't see a thing. So all the time you spend being angry about whatever the situation is, tell me, is it worth it? I bet it's not. I highly doubt any one of us will be on our deathbed wishing we had been angrier in life. It's not a thing. So how do we recover and move on effectively from our anger? I know that you know that I have a list of genius ideas for you. Let's chat. So the first tip I have is to work on your breathing. So anytime you feel anger rising, take a beat and focus on your breath. Close your eyes and take slow, deep breaths and let your breath chill you out. When you take some time to step back and shift your focus toward your breathing, you work magic by regaining control of your emotions. So I may or may not do this when I'm driving, and I may or may not do this a lot. So other drivers, they anger me sometimes, and I may say things or give death stares and all the things because for the love of God, use your blinker and don't come into my lane and then drive slow as H. But I digress. I do practice working on my breathing and I follow it up with a little internal dialogue that goes a little something like this. Girl, you need to chill, bro. It is not that serious. The road doesn't belong to you. You are not the enforcer out here in the streets, so just chill. And, you know, off I go. So the next tip is to get physical. Break a sweat. Go run or walk or lift weights or lift boulders or whatever your vibe. The point is to release your pent-up energy and give your body and mind an outlet to physically work it out and leave it out. Even better is to set the intention to release your anger before you even start, so your entire being understands the assignment, you know? My next tip is to get your meditation on. Look, we just did an entire month of meditation minisodes, and at least one of those methods is bound to help you to release the things that absolutely do not serve you well. Make time to meditate. Set the intention to release the anger or anything else that's weighing you down. Listen to a guided meditation or soothing music or whatever helps you, and then get to work. My next tip is to work on extending forgiveness and compassion. Now, it might sound stupid or absolutely unthinkable, but hear me out. Forgiveness and compassion are super healers. And while we're not always in the mood to extend these to someone we're beefing with, you should consider that perhaps the forgiveness and compassion is really for you. You actually stand to benefit just as much, if not more, by simply putting it out there in the universe. You have nothing to lose by trying it out. My next tip is to get creative. There is something absolutely magical about putting your time and energy into creative outlets like writing, painting, or playing music to let your anger go and restore balance in your mind, body, and soul. Express your emotions. Write a letter or a song, paint a little something, build a tiny home, whatever works for you. But find somewhere creative and healthy to work through your anger. One of the things I've done in the past is write a letter to someone and say everything I want to say. It's all there, the good, the bad, the ugly. And when I'm done, I burn it, safely of course, and off I go. My next tip, and this one is one of my all-time faves, it is cord cutting. So cord cutting is one of my favorite weapons in any arsenal. It is super powerful and great for all kinds of things. So with cord cutting, you visualize cutting energetic cords that bind you to negative emotions or situations, physical or emotional pain, and seriously, so much more. It is a powerhouse in my opinion. So I like to do this with a guided meditation and of course, in the company of Archangel Michael, my crystals, all the protection in all the land. Check it out and see for yourself. I am telling you, game changer. My next tip is to get grounded in nature. Look, being outside in nature is so super healing. Nature has the most beautiful way of restoring peace, grounding you, and helping you to gain perspective. There's a special kind of magic in being among trees or water or anything Mother Nature created. Sit next to a tree or in the flowers, go for a hike, and just listen to the sounds around you. Ask for guidance, share your feelings, and see what comes back. My next tip is to be nice to yourself. When you're in the throes of anger, just know that your body, your mind, and your soul are taking really big punches for you. Take time to be kind to yourself. Pamper yourself with a little spa day at home. Fuel your body with supportive whole foods that hydrate and heal at a cellular level. And don't forget to thank your body for always being there for you. My next and last tip is never hesitate to ask for help. Make sure you're talking to someone you trust, a friend, a family member, a therapist, whoever. Just talk. Get things off your chest. Share those feelings, release, and then release some more. Talking things out can help you gain perspective and insight and ultimately lighten your load. And honestly, no matter what you do, just know that you're likely going to have to do it more than once to really work the anger out of all the nooks and crannies. Anger has a delicious way of getting stuck in the grooves like bubblegum, you know? And that brings us to the end of our chat about a too hot to touch emotion. I hope you found this enlightening, or at a minimum, just entertaining. Listen, everyone goes through this, just know that you're not going through it alone. And remember that peace is far more important than winning an argument or giving anger the green light to take up residence in your mind, body, and soul. Feel your feelings, acknowledge what you feel, how you feel, when you feel, and find healthy ways to manage the feels. You belong in the sunshine, my love. Now then, let's talk new moon in Aries. So picture this. It's April 8th. The night is young, the sky is clear, and there's a buzz in the air. Why? Because it's not just an ordinary night. It's the night of the new moon in Aries, accompanied by a historic solar eclipse. That's right, my love. We're talking about a celestial double feature that promises to be a powerful moment of transformation and new beginnings. So a new moon happens when the moon cozies up so close to the sun that it becomes visible to us here on this lovely planet Earth. It's a time of planting seeds, both literally and metaphorically. And when it's in the fiery sign of Aries, well, expect those seeds to be supercharged with passion, courage, and a dash of that go-getter Aries spirit. But wait, there's more. This isn't just any new moon, it's also a solar eclipse. So imagine the moon photobombing the sun, and for a brief moment, day turns to night. It's a cosmic reset button that urges us to shake off the old and embrace the new. So what can you expect? If you've been feeling stuck, now's the time to break free. Aries energy is all about taking the lead in your own life. Want to start that business? Go for it. Been pondering a bold new look? Chop chop. The universe is giving you a cosmic thumbs up to initiate change. But how do you honor this new moon? Well, here are some fun ways. Set your intentions. Write down what you want to manifest. Be bold and be brave. Aries wouldn't have it any other way. Light a candle. Fire is the Aries element after all. Plus, it's a great way to symbolize a spark of your new beginnings. Get moving. Aries is an active sign, so whether it's a dance party for one or a brisk walk, get your blood pumping. Reflect. Spend some time contemplating who you are and who you want to be. Aries is all about the self, so make it all about you. And there you have it, my lovely stargazer. The new moon in Aries is your chance to leap into action and turn the page. Remember, the stars may guide us, but it's our choices that chart the course. If you enjoyed this minisode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Medium Matters every Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new special goodie from me to you. Head over to themediummatters.com to join the mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. Get ready for the upcoming new moon on the 8th and do all the fun and honorary things to usher her in. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next time.